Now we've got Mahmoud Rahman on the phone. He's from the Kurdish Association, and we're going to talk about the latest developments for the Kurds in Turkey. Good morning, Mahmoud.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Thank you, thanks.
So tell us, Mahmoud, the last bit of news I saw was the attack by Erdogan on the Kurdish community by closing almost all the Kurdish schools that you had established. Would that be right?
Yes. I mean, they were private schools.
Okay. So tell us what's going on with the Turkish situation since the attacks. There has been harsh attacks on the Kurdish. There's a view that this attack has been used by Tayyip Erdogan to attack minorities.
Yes, look, as you know, since last year, war intensified in Kurdistan, Kurdish region, and after ceasefire broken, and governments give all the control to army in Kurdistan, in Kurdish towns and Kurdish cities, population about 100,000, 150,000, all destroyed by army. And now we have over 500,000 people homeless because their home destroyed by government. And those cities and towns been evacuated, and people living around the cities, whatever they have, they build some kind of shelters, and unfortunately they don't have enough food, even clothing, and Kurdish diaspora or Kurdish people living in Turkey and Kurdistan, they are trying to help them. There was such a inhumane attack against Kurds. It's still going on, and at the same time probably we'll talk about the coup happened. Those army who have such a influential power or full power in Kurdistan, they attempt the coup in Turkey as well.
Okay, so what are the immediate issues for the Kurdish people at the moment?
Look, as I said, over 500,000 people now, they're homeless, and they should have home or shelter and enough food or clothing before winter approach, because winter is very harsh in Kurdistan, in Kurdish region, and also after this we believe somehow a peace process should start, negotiations should start, but we are not really optimistic after this coup attempt, and also after Mr. Erdogan also almost achieved his ambition to have all the power in his hands. He's now more powerful than before coup, and this is going to be a very hard time for Kurdish people. Unfortunately, I'm not much optimistic at the moment.
So what's the position of the HDP at the moment?
HDP, in 2005, 7 July election, they had almost 80 member of parliament, and they got 13% of vote. As you know, Mr. Erdogan, he's cancelled this election, and they have another election, and he went that election under big attack, and almost all their offices been burned on raid, and now they recently removed parliamentarian Ümit of HDP's MPs, and anytime they can be arrested, and they ask to go and court for interrogation, but they collectively deny this. They said, we are not guilty, we haven't done anything wrong, we're not going to play part of this, we're not going to be part of this anti-democratic process, but government now or judiciary have power to even arrest them. They still actively working within Kurdish community, within Turkish community, and trying to be voice of the democracy. But as I said, all media close up to them, and they can't go on any media, because now almost 80% of media controlled by government. Even those media not controlled by government, mainly nationalist, Kemalist media. They're not letting them to have any interview, and a lot of pressure on HDP.
Yeah. What is what do you know about the sort of political character of the kind of forces that are trying to sort of overthrow Erdogan?
Look, Erdogan blame his former ally, his former friend Gulen. We believe yes, there is a Gulen involvement in this coup attempt, but probably there is some other elements as well, some elements of army more secular but have some tied with West, because in Turkish army also some part of army wants to be close more east or Russia, China or but one part of army is more close to USA, or we believe they may play some roles. This Gulen, I just want to say a few things about him, maybe your listeners don't know. During 1970s he is the one of the first person who opened the association to called anti-communist struggle against anti-communist association. He was anti-communist, and recently claims he was against all military coups against Turkey, which is not true. It's totally not true. In after 1980s coup, and there was a strategy by Turkish government and military to have also international strategy by USA to have green belt. I mean, support more Islamic groups against socialists or left or against Soviet Union. And Gulen opportunistically take this opportunity. His movement became very strong after 1980s military coup. And he's started to control almost all government institutions in 2000s, in early 2000 or till 2013. But suddenly, the power struggle between him and his close friend, Mr. Erdogan, I think there is, in terms of both men, Fethullah Gulen and Mr. Erdogan, they coming from conservative Islamic background, and both of them have almost same ideology, but this was a power struggle, mainly power struggle, nothing to do with democracy. Both of the men not really in favor of democracy. But unfortunately, Mr. Erdogan also take this opportunity to crack down and almost all opposition. And so far, I think 60 or 70,000 people sacked from their public office, and including 20,000 teachers. There's a big crackdown in Turkey against media outlets. As a Kurdish community, we against all military coup. Military coups never bring democracy anywhere in country. Mm. Yeah, but also contra coup by, I can say, the Erdogan as well, which is against democracy too. He took this opportunity to promote himself or person who is defending democracy, which is not true at all.
So it's a battle between all the right-wing conservative forces for power, isn't it?
Yes. There is Kemalist involvement as well, but recently part of the Kemalist or ultra-Kemalist, they joined to Erdogan, only reason to crack down Kurdish struggle. This is the only reason they come together. In future, if they're able to crack down on the Kurdish struggle, and in future probably there will be another coup. Look, I think this is important to say this. As long as Kurdish question not solved, there is always danger of military coup in Turkey, because army gets all the power while they're fighting against Kurdistan Workers' Party or fighting against Kurdish people. Probably important to say, just before coup, and there is one law passed in Turkish parliament, only HDP opposed this law. This new law give power to army during the operation. None of the army personnel can be prosecuted. And a day before military coup, this law approved by President Erdogan. And I mean, your listeners can see the contradiction.
Yes.
They, on the one hand, they give all the powers to army. Now army, non-army member can be prosecuted, whatever they did in Kurdistan. And, of course, if the army has so much power, they want to rule the country themselves as well. And this is always going to happen. If we want to prevent future coup, probably the only way to Turkey to have real democracy, real human rights, and army should be only responsible for defending country if any external attacks. Mm. And otherwise, this coup is going to happen again and again. And also, just after the coup, Mr. Erdogan said, "Oh, this coup is a gift from God."
Yes, yes, he did.
This is what to be questioned. Why coup should be gift from the God? Because of thanks to coup, and now he's got all the power, and all he is now chairing a ministerial in Turkey, and they call state of emergency, and now under his power, any kind of law can be passed.
Mm. Which is very sad because the West also now supports him and rely on him to solve the refugee crisis in Europe. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the support.
Thanks, Mahmoud. Okay, take care. Bye.
Also, sorry, maybe I can make one announcement. On,
sure.
Sunday and at 3 p.m., Kurdish and Turkish community will be gathering at the Federation Square to say, we want democracy now in Turkey, and military coups and contra coups is not solution for Turkey.
So that's problem. This Sunday?
This Sunday at 3 p.m. in front of at the Federation Square, and they're going to be Kurdish and also Turkish community organization which is supporting this demonstration.
Thank you very much, Mahmoud.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for this opportunity. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.